negligence, duty of care, and breach. Make sure you know. This chapter will cover two of the main elements of negligence, duty of care and breach of duty. You are required to know the elements of negligence and apply the legal principles and rules appropriately and effectively to realistic client-based ethical problems and situations for your SQE1 assessment. When the courts consider whether there is liability in negligence, they use this 6-stage test. Stage 1. Is the harm, which could be loss, injury, or damage, actionable in negligence? The legal focus here is actionability. Stage 2. Does the law impose a duty to protect the claimant from this type of harm? The legal focus here is scope of duty. Stage 3. Did the defendant breach that duty by act or omission? The legal focus here is breach. Stage 4. Was the harm factually caused by the defendant's conduct? The legal focus here is factual causation. Stage 5. Is the harm within the scope of the duty identified in step 2? The legal focus here is duty nexus. Stage 6. Is the harm legally recoverable? That is, not too remote, not due to another cause, and not avoidable. The legal focus here is legal responsibility. This chapter will cover two of the elements of negligence: duty of care, which encompasses actionability and scope of duty, and breach of duty.
SQE assessment advice. As you listen to this chapter, remember to pay particular attention to the steps required in establishing negligence, situations where there is an established duty of care, situations where there is no established duty of care, what breach of duty entails, and the standard of care applied.
What do you know already? Try to answer these 5 questions before you listen to the rest of this chapter. If you find some difficult or cannot remember the answers, make a mental note to listen closely to the topic as you work through the chapter. The answer to each question is given after a short pause. Question 1. What are the necessary elements to successfully bring a claim in negligence? The necessary elements are duty of care, breach of duty, causation, factual and legal, and loss and damage. Question 2. In which of the following examples is there an established duty of care? A. Doctor and patient. B. Driver and pedestrian. C. Teacher and pupil. D. Solicitor and client. There is an established duty of care in all of the examples. Doctors must do their patients no harm. Road users must abide by the highway code. Teachers are said to be in loco parentis, meaning instead of a parent. Solicitors are professionals regulated by their governing body and must act in the best interests of their client.